Jake's Inferno. Welcome to episode 365 of Jake's Inferno. It's time for my top 10 countdown of what I consider to be the best albums released in 2017. It's been a good year, but I honestly thought the discs that grabbed spot 10 and 9 would fare a little better. J. Roddy Walston and The Business made the list, narrowly edging out records by Mary Bell, Havoc, and Jay-Z. From Destroyers of the Soft Life, here's the track Bleed Out.
What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? What do you need? You raise your voice, but you don't speak. There's bad blood in the wound, it just bleeds. So what do you want? You need to tell me. I said, please, please don't bleed out. I can't take it.
J. Roddy Walston and The Business, followed by The Bronx and the song Two Birds. Their fifth full length was a slight letdown for me. It's lacking something, but I can't put the finger on what. Let's move briskly on to number 8, and there I've placed Broken Teeth. The Austin, Texas veterans deliver the goods on the AC/DC soaked album Four on the Floor, which is short and to the point.
Summer, suddenly alone in a beehive.
Lanigan Band with a track taken from the 7th best album of the year, Gargoyle. Song's called Beehive. Prior to that, you heard Get You Some with Broken Teeth. Before I move on, I'd like to share some other best of lists from friends of the show. Tom, who once hosted a fine podcast called Bomb Out Radio, sent in a top 5 that reads like this from top to bottom. The Bronx, The Bronx 5. White Reaper, World's Greatest American Band. J. Roddy Walston and the Business, Destroyers of the Soft Life. Weezer, Pacific Daydream. Jay-Z, 444. My good pal Nico chose a Flexi single as number 1 with none other than Napalm Death, followed by Mark Lanigan Band, Gargoyle, Melvins, A Walk with Love and Death, Warfuck, Hype Comes and Goes, and finally Queens of the Stone Age, Villains. Kate, who contributes each and every week, sent in her top 10 in alphabetical order, so as not to suffer a nervous breakdown. Boss Hogg, Brood X, Brat Farrer, Brat Farrer 3, The Bronx, Bronx 5, Dolly Rots, Whiplash Splash, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, Modern Ruin, Jim Jones and the Righteous Mind, Supernatural, Public Enemy, Nothing is Quick in the Desert, Snow Vaughn, The Child and the Bitch, Trampoline, Swansea to Hornsea, and finally, Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. Okay, let's get back to my countdown and see what band I placed at number 6. I can tell you this much. It's from an album called High Water.
Okay. sleep. Where have you gone? We count the hours while we wait for the sun. And I don't sleep in the nighttime now. And all my dreams have all gone to ground. Light of stars in the sky. Light of moon and the tide. Light of smile in the
Faded with Junkyard, a band I had the great pleasure of seeing in London in August. One of this year's highlights for sure. After Junkyard, I played a song from the fifth best record of the year, Modern Ruin by Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. The track's titled Lullaby. Speaking of live shows, I went to 19 concerts in 2017. I've already mentioned Junkyard, but I must also tip my imaginary hat to Testament, New Bomb Turks, Bird Cloud, Hard-Ons, and Airborne for great gigs this past year. Okay, on to the fourth spot, and it's about to get heavy. Of the Stone Age held on to third place. From the album Villains, I played the opening track Feet Don't Fail Me. Before that, End It Now with Obituary, taken from their self-titled 10th studio album. Former Cro-Mag John Joseph put together a killer band and released the disc Up in Arms with Blood Clot. This record is relentless and I've played it time and time again. It almost made it to the top, but there you'll find something completely different. We'll be right back. Life as One with Blood Clot, followed by JD McPherson. You just heard the track Let's Get Out of Here While We're Young, and that can be found on what I consider to be the best album of 2017, Undivided Heart and Soul. And that, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much sums up episode 365 of Jake's Inferno. As always, you can get in touch with me at jakesinferno@gmail.com.
I've got to go now, gotta go now. I've got to go now, gotta go now.
Also, check out my blog at jakesinferno.blogspot.com.
I've got to go now.
And download previous shows through iTunes or Medio. Till next time, take care.
I gotta go now, gotta go now, I gotta go.